JNAMP, Key National Conference, JKNC, and Congress Alliance swept the assembly elections in the erstwhile state of Jammu and AMP, Kashmir last week, spelling celebration for the India bloc and introspection for the Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP. In conversation with Midday, Bangladesh Liberation War veteran, Colonel, RETD, Dr. Tez Kumar Tiku, talks about what the future may hold for the Union Territory which saw assembly polls after a decade. The Noida-based former soldier, who served multiple tenures in the conflict-torn state, is also the author of Kashmir, Its Aborigines and Their Exodus. He was among the Kashmiri pandits who fled JNAMP-K at the peak of insurgency in 198,990. Edited excerpts from the interview, Omar Abdullah is back in power. Was this expected, surprising? It was expected after it became apparent during the campaigning that the National Conference was increasingly gaining ground. What changes do you visualize will be brought about by the new government in JNAMP-K? I anticipate, not much will change in Kashmir, even, after this result. There is an element of continuity in such situations, of conflict. So, leaving the rhetoric aside, nothing much is going to change. The biggest poll plank of NC was rolling back the abrogation of Article 370 and 35A in Kashmir and HELP. Those making such claims have no power to restore Article 370 and AMP 35A. Things were said in the past, and even this is said to mislead Kashmiris. One can make certain claims during poll campaigns, but the reality is one cannot do things they are not empowered, authorized, to do. The BJP may never win in the valley. And your thoughts? JNAMP-K is not a monolithic landmass. There is Jammu, Kashmir and Ladakh. And across them, there are geographical, ethnic and political differences, too. Ladakh is now a separate union territory. One must realize that local sentiment in Kashmir has always favored anti-center parties. Currently, with the BJP in power at the center, there is a double whammy as it is seen as a Hindu party. This is one of the reasons that JKNC Congress combined have swept the polls. However, BJP will gradually make inroads into Kashmir, too. It will take a long time, though. Is there really progress in Kashmir at the grassroots? Many say these claims are bogus. Your thoughts? To say there has been no progress in Kashmir is a lie. There has been economic progress, improvement in law and order, and also governance. The benefits of government schemes have reached to the masses. Almost everybody has a pakka house to live in. Even in remote areas, the lives of the poor have improved. More importantly, we had 50-60% polling in both parliamentary as also in assembly polls. Compare that to 6% in 1996, 4% in 2002% in 2004. Unlike the 90s, today, we see the tricolor at Lal Chowk. We have great tourist influx, and they are out and about even at night. No doubt there is terrorism, too. It cannot, just, go away completely due to a slew of factors. We have radicalization, of youth, well-entrenched separatists, and also Pakistan next door. These problems exist, and but the bloodshed has, relatively, reduced. There is effective governance, which is vital. Will the pandits be able to return to Kashmir? There was a lot of talk in the aftermath of the abrogation of Article 370 and 35A that pandits will return. But they didn't. I am not sure about pandits returning to Kashmir anytime soon. This is because no solid steps have been taken to make that happen. The government has to create conducive conditions for their return. The community's original numbers were around 4 lakh. If the government can give free ration to 80 crore citizens for 4 years, can it not relocate 4 lakh pandits in Kashmir? Can't the government facilitate their return by buying land, giving it to them and asking them to pay for it in installments? Not creating suitable conditions for them, pandits, may be seen as an appeasement policy. It is not enough to simply say that pandits should return.